Are you filled with fear, doubt, worry about the future of our country? Do you feel the urgency to act before it's too late? If yes, then this podcast is for you. It's time for us all to confront the critical issues threatening our nation's fabric, our democracy itself, irregardless of her political stance. If you're ready to face reality, handle the tough questions, and find real solutions, then here's your host, Debbie Lynn Molyneux.
Welcome to the Terrified Nation podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Lynn Molyneux. Can we save it? That is what we are exploring in this podcast series. And for me, the answer not only is yes, but it's the imperative around which we need to be citizens right now. We must save the USA. And this show is where we explore alternatives to being afraid. Now, today I come to you a little raw and less put together on this day after the State of the Union. And I hope that you watched or read through President Biden's speech and the rebuttal from the Republicans. I have a few thoughts to share with you to reframe this annual event. Now, for regular listeners, you know that I like to start each show with a question that we'll explore together. Today's question is, how do the remarks from President Joe Biden and Senator Katie Britt stack up to what you want for yourself and the future of your children and grandchildren? Now, I watched the State of the Union address by President Biden live. And then this morning, I read the remarks of Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. Our current political climate is fueled by conflict, blame, and fear-mongering. Yet, when I can push through the emotional manipulation, I see many similar themes of supporting families and the middle class, of the need to be wary of foreign states who are attempting to weaken the United States. And I also see the concern about the southern border and our decades-long need for immigration reform. And in expected fashion, each of these speeches lay blame for what is wrong with their political opponents. Opponents, not enemies or evildoers who hate our country for disagreeing with us about the role of government. Yes, the Democrats believe the government can be used to regulate business, provide a social safety net, and something that and helping the middle class. And yes, I heard Biden calling for corporations to pay their fair share in taxes along with the ultra wealthy. And yes, the Republicans say that government needs to get out of the way of people so we can use our freedom to support ourselves and our families. I don't find this political either-or view of the government to be useful. Sometimes we need the government to step in and mitigate greed, like on insulin prices, for the sake of the people. And sometimes we need the government to get out of the way of people like us who are trying to survive and make a better life for those we love. Both speeches touched on freedom and rights. These are important American values. And everyone stood to honor the civil rights leader who marched with Representative John Lewis. Now, when the civil rights marches were actually happening in the 1960s, it was threatening to the status quo in the United States, and protesters were called names and accused of destroying America. Now, the survivors of that era are heralded as heroes and leaders who pulled us into a better future. Who are the people calling us to a better future today? And what is the future that we want to move towards, and who will lead us to be better ourselves? Those are the leaders that I will follow. And as we wade through the political showmanship to see the future the parties are presenting, how are they different? Who are they appealing to? This is my reframe of the State of the Union and the rebuttal. And as you watch and read and listen to the coverage of the speeches, please consider how the conflict profiteers will attempt to manipulate us into disowning part of our nation, part of our fellow citizens. I've been talking with Americans from the East Coast to the West Coast and everywhere in between. And there are three things that we all want. We want deep connections with people that we love and interact with. We want a community where we can be ourselves and feel like we belong. And everyone I talk to wants to contribute to a better future for those around them. Now, I'd like to end this podcast with an invitation. And the invitation is to really spend 5 minutes a day thinking about your future, thinking about who you will become, and feeling the feelings with a sense of awe and wonder that you will be able to create the future you want for yourself. This is based on neuroscience research that shows we subconsciously create that which we focus on. So the choice is ours. We can actually co-create the future we prefer instead of choosing from the dystopian options presented to us by conflict profiteers. So thank you, listeners, for giving a damn about our nation. We may be a terrified nation today, but we can do better. We can save the USA. Join me next time.
So that's it for today's episode of Terrified Nation. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Debbie Lynn Molyneux herself. Be sure to head on over to TerrifiedNationPodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Debbie Lynn's gift and join us on the next episode.